This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station.
Today's broadcast is supported by Plains Dental Arts in Vero Beach and Port St. Lucie. Thanks to Dr. Alex Plain at Plains Dental Arts for keeping New Day with Red Palmer on the air daily at WCNO 89.9 FM.
You know, short and wow. Put him on his TV show.
Wow.
Rick was the guy that gave me my, my opportunity to get on television initially.
Have you seen the Ark? Isn't there an Ark somewhere in the United States? Some Christian men?
I plan to go this year.
Where is that? Is that the guy that owns Hobby Lobby that built that?
It's in Kentucky. It's a carpenter that built it. He used the exact dimensions that are given in the Bible, and
must be huge.
Yeah, it is huge. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. And I want to go. It's in Kentucky. I want to make a road trip sometime in spring, and see it, because it has to be just an amazing thing to see.
Yeah, that would be great. I'm thinking of the Bible Museum. Was a Hobby Lobby put the Bible Museum in Washington? There's a whole street dedicated this museum to the Bible. Did you know that?
Wow, no,
yeah.
I didn't know
yeah,
that.
Yeah, that's got to be something.
That. I mean, but we are there. I mean, and what happened in Sodom and Gomorrah, right? Well, with Lot, first of all, when God told Abram what he was going to do, what did Abram say to him? Will the God of all creation not do right? Will you not save the city for the sake of 50 righteous men? And then he went 40, 30, 20, 10.
He was negotiating. He was the original Jewish negotiator.
Exactly, with God, right?
Well, hey, let's say we have two righteous guys. All right, I won't destroy them, you know?
Right, I won't destroy the place. And the angels go down. And the men of the city surrounded the house, and they knocked on the door and said, "Send the men out to us that we might have sex with them."
Carnal knowledge, yes, is not horrible? And these were the angelic visitors.
These are the angelic visitors. That's right. They had to blind them to take Lot in. And what does Lot say? He says, "I will give you
my
two virgin daughters. You can have sex with them."
Oh my word.
And what did they say? No, we want the men.
Yeah. Yeah. It's inverted of what God's kingdom is. And that's why the bad guy wants to subjugate the God-given authority of parents over their children, the male and female. He made them male and female.
Correct.
And we know that the family, the unity of the family, I'll have to ask Jesus someday. I will say this, though. I was out on the street at 14 living on my own. It's a long story, but I have to say this in all honesty, though. And it's probably wrong, forgive me, Father, but if a lesbian couple or a gay couple had come along and said, "We're going to adopt you," when I was 14, I would have been real thankful for love from anybody. So I want people to know that Christians do not hate lesbians. Christians do not hate. And Christians better listen to me. We do not hate people, because you're a sinner. We have to remember we're all sinners. Now, if I'm in the middle of sin, then I'm not going to be a pastor of a church or an evangelist or a singing gospel singer, which I am, if I don't have my or an elder, unless I have my ducks in a row. So if you are gay, you're really not supposed to be in a position of leadership.
Right.
But we do not hate. We love.
We love. That's right. You love the sinner. You hate the sin.
Yeah. Same with God with us.
Same with us.
Michael, the Lord says, "Michael, I love you. I hate your sin, but I love you."
Right. Exactly. Exactly. And we show our love for him by turning from sin and overcoming it. Because he gives us the tools and the abilities.
It's his kindness that leads us to redemption. Who are the greatest fathers? Think about it. The greatest father, like an old Papa Jewish man. He loves his family. He knows his number one job is not the making of the money. The number one job is to be the priest of the household. Son, I love you. Why would you behave? What's going on here?
Love is the greatest. I mean, like Paul said, if you have everything else but you don't have love, you're like a clanging bell. It doesn't mean anything.
Are you a dad?
Yes. Yeah, I told you my son.
I say whoever your son is blessed to have you, because I can see that you exude a gentleness, a kindness. The Bible says in the book of Psalms, it says, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great." It says in Samuel, "Thy gentleness hath made thee great. You know, that's why I just personally, I don't like screamers. I don't want to evangelist or preach. Don't scream at me. Now, Billy right. Graham spoke with firmness, but he did not screech. Don't screech at me. Jesus didn't screech.
You right.
Know? Okay.
No, he spoke with authority, Jesus. There's no question
exactly.
about it.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And we need to do that, right? But you seem to be a guy. I mean, I don't know you yet. But I want you, if you come down here, you don't stop it, I'm going to be mad at you.
No,
this is great. Now, first of all, let's promote your book, though. Why this book? Now, with the title of your book, I can't read it from here. The coming, what's it called?
The Time of His Coming, the Final Chapter.
Okay, and now it's a novel?
Yes, it is. And it's based, well, there's a lot of scripture in it. But what I did was I created characters. You know, the Antichrist is in there And the main character is a Secret Service agent that has the detail to protect the Antichrist when he comes to the UN General Assembly.
Really?
Yeah. And then of course we have he initially at the time of the rapture, he's Catholic, and his study partner is a Christian woman who's living with another guy. So when the rapture happens, she's left behind. But she brings him to Jesus Christ during the tribulation period. And we have a love story going on. And then we see how, you know, he evolves into this Secret Service agent that ends up meeting the Antichrist and all the events and things that the Antichrist does. And it makes it interesting because here's what I want people to know, you know, about God's character. He's merciful, right? When you understand that there's a 3.5 year period of tribulation before Daniel's 70th week. I call it the three periods of tribulation. You have the tribulation periods for the saints. Those are the saints that are left behind. Then you have the tribulation for the world, and then you have a tribulation period for Israel. So that 1260 days when the tribulation saints are left behind, what's happening? The gospel's being preached from the heavenlies, Revelation 14, verse 6.
Yeah.
Right? Now, you'll never see an angel or hear of an angel preach the gospel because Jesus Christ did not die for the angels. He died for you and me. And when the resurrection happens, and this is why I go back to Matthew 27:52,
mm-hmm.
those dead people, when they arose, the point of them arising at that time was to tell the people when they appeared to them, Jesus Christ who died is Lord and Savior of all creation. This filled the churches. People went to Peter and says, hey, my grandmother appeared to me. She died 20 years ago. And she said, gee, what do you know about that? He said, yeah, Jesus is. And they were all his followers. So you had the church grow because, you know, people that see their dead loved ones come back to life and tell them Jesus is Lord, by God. And that's what's going to happen in the rapture. Every single human being is going to hear the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible tells us that is going to pour out a spirit upon all flesh. Nobody will have an excuse. The problem will be the Antichrist is going to be ruling and reigning, and he is going to be the one that's going to be worshipped as God. So you will have to make a choice. That choice is either to accept Jesus and serve him, and the penalty that for that is death, will be at that time, because it's just like in the Muslim religion, they believe in jihad. Now, I did a TV show with two former Muslim terrorists. One was Zakaria Rinani, who killed 234 people committing jihad. And the other was Kamal Saleem, who wrote the book, The Blood of Lambs. And in Islam, they believe that if you kill the infidels,
yes.
the blood of the infidels will atone for the sins of you and your loved ones.
Oh, brother.
Okay, and that's why they try to do massive murders. It's not just one person. They want to cover their whole family, you know?
So if you've got a young man who on the Gaza Strip comes over to Israel and rapes women, multiple women, and then twists their legs and arms and everything and leaves them for dead, he thinks that atones for his sin that he did behind the scenes that he doesn't want to tell anybody about.
Well, because what you're doing is you're appeasing Allah. So in Islam, you're judged by your works. If you're not a good enough person, you can't make it. The only thing you could do is appease Allah. And how do you appease Allah? You take the skulls of Allah's enemies, and you go to Allah and say, Allah, look at all these people I killed for you. Look at all these.
It's obviously devil-driven, you know.
Well, of course. I mean, Allah, exactly. I mean, he's the God of this world. I mean, and what happens is then their paradise, okay, has a river of wine flowing through it, and you get 12 virgins, and you get 144 virgins. You get all these virgins. It's like
what's going on now. They actually have girls. They say, we'll fly. You're pregnant. We will fly you up to another state where it's legal for you to get an abortion. We'll give you a hotel. We'll pay for your flight. What is Planned Parenthood? We'll pay for the flight. Oh, let's go on vacation and have an abortion. How horrible.
Yeah, no, it
evil manipulation.
Yeah, no, it pains the heart of God. It really does.
Oh, I mean, that's the heart of God. We are about out of time. We got exactly two more minutes. Now, wow. Michael, yeah, I mean, you and I literally could do 3 hours together. You really
could. Yes, we probably could. Yeah.
Probably even four. You're one of these guys, I sit down, I meet with them, we just go half the day, you know? I want to have you back again soon. And I want you to come down here, or if I go up near Ocala, I'll come and see you. Okay. Let's stay in touch. Call me this afternoon, would you? Now, if people want to get a copy of your book, the title of it is?
The Time of Is Coming, the final chapter. You can get it on Amazon or MikeVilardiBooks.com. MikeVilardi.com. MikeVilardiBooks.com, actually. MikeVilardiBooks.com. And it's well worth the read, because it'll give you a clarity to Bible prophecy and really shows God's heart and mercy. So we see the gospel being preached for 3.5 years. Everybody will hear it. They'll accept it or reject it. So now when we go into Daniel's 70th week, God's judgment is a righteous judgment. He's judging those that, one, refused his grace and mercy, and two, persecuted and killed his saints. And that makes a lot more sense than what a lot of other people are teaching on the subject.
And just remember, in all other religions, you got to die for Allah. You've got to die for those religions. You have to suffer. Jesus, no. I suffered for you. Amen. I give you the gift of salvation. I'll pay the price, but you have to. But a gift is not a gift until you accept it.
That's right.
Here's the terms. You know, we have a relationship. I'll pay the price for you. And you come into eternity.
Yes.
And that's the story of love, the greatest story of love. Look at Michael, we don't know each other, but if we were friends, what's the greatest way I could tell you? I could give you $1 million. I could bless your son, your family. The greatest thing I could do is bullets are coming through the window and I step in the way and save your son's life or your life. The greatest way, I gave up my life. Jesus said, no man have a greater value than to give up his life for his fellow man. And what did Jesus do? This is a big masculine man who was a carpenter. This is a man's man who was willing to go to the cross for us. Michael, God bless you in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I look forward to talking to you more in the future, okay?
Brett, hey, it was a great show. Thank you for having me. I can't tell you how much I appreciate it.
All right. Okay, I love you in the Lord, bro.
Amen. Likewise. Praise God.
Hey, it's a new day if you want it to be. I'm Rhett Palmer.
Tune in again Monday at 3 a.m., 7 a.m., or 3 p.m. I'm your host, Rhett Palmer, and this is A New Day.
Hi, this is Pastor Steve Camp of the Cross Church here in Palm City, Florida. We'd like to invite you to join us for worship this Sunday at 10 a.m. We are a Reformed congregation, and so we believe that salvation is all of grace by faith in Jesus Christ alone and not of works. We are currently studying the Gospel of Matthew expositionally, verse by verse, every week. All sinners are welcome. So come as you are, but leave as he is.